The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Cinema by the Campfire, where I reminisce and analyze the films I believe have really influenced the world of cinema. I'm your host, Odyssey, and it's my job to take you on that journey. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, and welcome back to Cinema by the Campfire. I'm your host once again, Odyssey, and I'm joined here today by DJ Fig from the Triple P Podcast, which is a podcast where he looks at two movies of the same genre and compares them to each other, seeing if the movie has aged for the better or for the worse. I highly recommend it if you haven't listened to it already. I would say he's another expert when it comes to talking about movies. Thank you so much for being here. And I noticed you are a fan of Star Wars. That's something I haven't talked about in my podcast yet. And I feel like you're the perfect guy since you had done an episode about it already.
Thanks, Odyssey. Glad to be here. And yeah, honestly, Star Wars is one of the most influential franchises ever. It's changed science fiction and pop culture as we know it today, and it became an important part of cinema history.
Yeah, I agree. Star Wars has really influenced the world of cinema greatly, and not just through movies, but they've taken over every form of entertainment. Video games, toys, comics, even trading cards. It's a multi-billion dollar empire. And we're not saying it's a perfect franchise, although some would argue that, but the effect this franchise has on the world is not something we see every day. With the amount of content that Star Wars has given, you can get lost in the world. So tell me, what do you like about the Star Wars franchise?
Well, let's start with what started off the movie, A New Hope. Even though it came out like more than 40 years ago, it's a timeless classic because of great writing, thanks to the director, George Lucas. He creates deep characters, and it's those characters we use to explore these worlds, and that's just important as the world itself. They're the ones who frame how we perceive what we are seeing. When the character's familiar with the world and its rules, they act as our guides. They ground us and provide us a sense of normalcy to what we're seeing. And when they are good, we get characters like Luke Skywalker. The world building is one of the most important aspects, and the reason why a lot of people, including myself, enjoy Star Wars. There's a reason why this specific franchise has stood the test of time when compared to other franchises. I highly recommend watching episode 5 of my podcast, as I go more in depth on there, but from the visuals and storytelling to the characters, George Lucas had created a formula, I would say, for success.
And what would be that formula?
I'm glad you asked, Odyssey. Well, one thing would be giving a really fleshed out world. There's just so much lore. Something you can talk a whole episode about, but I'd say you can really get lost in it, is what I'm trying to say. Writing is also pretty important. So giving the audience a completed story makes the audience more engaged. Also, Lucas revolutionized the visual effects with his What Was It? I remember them having a $11 million budget. Considering the technology at the time, I was pretty impressed. A New Hope, which was made in 1977, was so visually appealing that inspired other filmmakers to find ways to improve film visuals. But before that happened, Star Wars creator George Lucas found ways to improve visual effects for the movie itself. Here's a cool little thing I found out, which I didn't mention in my podcast episode. there's this thing called the Distrelex, which was the first motion control photography camera system. It was created by this guy named John Dykstra, and it was used specifically for the visuals and effects in A New Hope. I remember the Distrelex was different as the camera moved while the object or model stayed stationary. Each spaceship was filmed individually before combining the shots to form one shot of a space battle or chase. Although visual effects have improved greatly since then, in 1977, the Distrelex was legendary as it helped create better illusions of moving objects. Moving on, a great innovation that improved camera technology was crucial to making Star Wars what it is today. Acknowledged for their spectacular visual effects, I knew that Star Wars won the best visual effects, I think, at the 1978 Academy Awards, leading others to follow in improving visuals for the film industries. The movies were just something people at the time have never seen before, as well as the story. Cutting it into three parts made more reason for people to watch the next one. In addition to affecting how films were made, the release of A New Hope revolutionized pop culture. One of the biggest impacts of Star Wars, A New Hope, was how toys were seen. In 1977, when A New Hope premiered, it was an instant hit. Children all over the United States and the world were lining up in front of the stores to buy Star Wars merchandise or toys and eventually video games. Even though I was born in 2002, it still applied to me. I remember my mom would take me to Toys R Us, and would just buy lightsabers for me. It was pretty interesting. People enjoyed this film because no one expected to watch a movie like this in 1977. They were used to those simple old movies, if you know what I mean. What I'm trying to say is that Star Wars is definitely, they definitely set the tone for sci-fi action movies for the future.
Yeah. Star Wars is just one of those things that everyone knows about. My first exposure to Star Wars was technically through the Lego games, and many started Star Wars at a younger age. How were you first exposed to the franchise?
Like many that weren't born when the originals came out, I had to watch it through DVDs. Luckily, we live in a time where movies are easily accessible, so more people can be introduced to these movies. But for the sequel trilogies, which I was probably in middle school, I was able to watch it in theaters. I remember everyone being so excited before it was released.
Yeah, I also remember when Force Awakens was released. I was sitting in the theater and I had not watched the movies, only having the game as my prior knowledge. So even if I, a person who had not watched the films, got excited, how do you think the hype around the originals compares to the more recent films?
Yeah, fans definitely put these movies at a higher standard because that's what anyone expects. Fans are pretty hard to please. At the same time, they want that same old feeling when they first watch it, but also want a new experience. You do get that nostalgic factor, though, when you see the old characters you loved watching interacting with the new characters. Star Wars became more mainstream and well-known, so the diehard fans are more hidden in the crowd. As for hype, I would say the hype died down as each movie got released. You could see it in the revenue. The Force Awakens was probably given the most hype since it had been so long since the last film was released. I remember from my episode, the movie had grossed $2 billion worldwide, being one of the highest grossing films ever. Not many people, however, like what fans call the Disney or the sequel trilogy.
Why is that?
Well, I would say it's the writing. The sequel trilogies failed because they lost the entire concept of what Star Wars was supposed to be about. They lost the sense of hope, optimism, redemption, character, and integrity of unlike the originals. It just didn't feel like Star Wars. And if we compare the Rotten Tomato scores, it shows. The critics and the fans did not like it. A factor may have been the original creator. George Lucas was not able to work on the film creatively. So I feel that if you stray from the original source, it'll be hard to create another movie with that same vision. And I thought the prequels got a lot of hate.
Why didn't people like the prequels?
I felt that it was different from what people were used to, and fans don't like new things. But overall, that trilogy was pretty good.
Can you compare that hate to the sequel trilogy?
The hate for the sequel trilogy is so much worse. But I'd say there's somewhat of a valid reason for it. I felt that character development is important, and with that, Lucas's vision had it so evenly spread throughout the three films. It was all about the prior writing and a story that was meant to be in three parts. It feels like the sequel trilogy didn't have a sense of where it was heading towards. All the aspects of what you liked about the original are not really seen in the sequels. Well-written characters, an easy-to-follow plot. The visuals are a step up, but that's a given, since they had a roughly $22 million budget. It wasn't about continuing the story, it was more about copying their original to hopefully find similar success, which they did with The Force Awakens, but success slowly went down as the trilogy went on. Also, it was somewhat obvious that it was a cash grab. When the deal between Lucasfilm and Disney went through, they ordered three movies right away, even when the original story felt complete. I'll give them that the newer films are better visual effects-wise, and The Force Awakens had, I would say, much smoother and flowy lightsaber fighting scenes, and when I watched it in actual theater, it didn't feel choreographed. When Force Awakens was announced, I would say that it brought on a new era of films, wanting to rely on its prior success. From what I've seen in The Rise of Skywalker, they didn't really end off on a good note.
I think, though, through COVID, they were able to find some recent success with the Disney Plus TV series that have come out.
Oh, yeah. The Mandalorian definitely brought back interest that was lost. The Mandalorian was a good show. The success of The Mandalorian showed that there's still an audience. It's being directed by someone who's actually passionate about the project, and it gives the audience something exciting to watch. I think it's safe to say that we're entering a new era of Star Wars, where they're gonna focus more on producing TV series, kind of similar to what Marvel's been doing with Moonlight and WandaVision.
Do you think Star Wars is a dying franchise?
It's a good question. I don't like to think so. They're still producing content that has been shown to be successful. And while the sequel trilogy may have left a bad taste for the diehard Star Wars fans, there's still so much more future content that looks so interesting, like the Obi-Wan series. It gives us hope that there is a future. I'm not surprised at how long the franchise has survived, because in reality, the producers, Disney's, knows how to run a business. What's annoying about it is that they take forever. I go through Star Wars phases, and whenever Disney's producing nothing about Star Wars, I can honestly care less. But when they do release something, my inner childhood self is coming back to life.
Wow. What I can see, Disney Plus is going to keep cranking out these TV series more so than their movies, because that is what makes money and works, so that's what they're going to go with. To conclude, I want to end it off by saying thank you to DJ Fig for coming to this interview.
Thanks for having me, Odyssey. check out my podcast, y'all. It's called the Triple P Podcast, where we compare and contrast movies from the past and present.
Okay, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. It was something new. Make sure to be back next week for another episode of Cinema by the Campfire. Okay, and it's time to put out the fire. I was your host, Odyssey. Thank you so much for watching.